The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Peter Balakian, born in Teaneck, New Jersey, 1951. Author of books of poetry and also a memoir entitled Black Dog of Fate, about issues of loss, the loss of his father and of his Armenian heritage, and his grandmother's harrowing flight from Armenia during the Turkish oppression and genocide of the early 1900s. It's the birthday of the poet Jay McPherson, born in London, 1931, moved to Canada when she was nine. Author of many collections of poems, including The Boatman, which centers on the metaphor of the flood in the Bible and welcoming disaster. Jay McPherson, who said, "Canadian literature is without strong individual characters. What has character is the wilderness, the city, the snow, the sea." And it's the birthday of William Butler Yeats, born in Sandy Mount, Ireland, a suburb of Dublin, 1865. He was Anglo-Irish. His family belonged to the ruling minority of Protestants, the upper class, that still had strong ties to England. Although Yeats always felt a strong connection to Ireland, and especially the landscape of County Sligo. He became interested in Eastern philosophy. He formed the Hermetic Society in Dublin. Mysticism and the occult held a strong attraction for the young Yeats, and also Irish nationalism. He believed that the Irish and the Anglo-Irish could be united under a rich, mystical Celtic heritage. He founded the National Literary Society and what would become the Abbey Theatre in Dublin, received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1923, and also served in the Senate of the Irish Free State for 6 years. William Butler Yeats, who said, "We begin to live when we have conceived life as a tragedy." His famous poems include Sailing to Byzantium, Among School Children, Leda, and the Swan, and The Second Coming. William Butler Yeats, who said, "I think all happiness depends on the energy to assume the mask of some other life, on a rebirth as something not oneself." Buried in Ireland under the famous epitaph, "Cast a cold eye on life, on death, horsemen pass by." Here are three love poems by William Butler Yeats for his birthday. "Wine, it comes in at the mouth, and love comes at the eye. That is all we know of truth, for we grow old and die. I lift the glass up to my mouth. I look at you and sigh. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths and wrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams." "Never give all the heart, for love will hardly seem worth thinking of to passionate women if it seem certain, and they never dream that it fades out from kiss to kiss, for everything that's lovely is but a brief, dreamy, kind delight. Oh, never give the heart outright, for they, for all smooth lips can say, have given their hearts up to the play. And who could play it well enough if deaf and dumb and blind with love? He that made this knows all the cost, for he gave all his heart and lost." Three love poems by William Butler Yeats. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.